This is Earth and Sky. Jerry Westcott of Rockport, Massachusetts writes, "The motion of waves just moves a column or molecule of water up and down. Wouldn't that mean that some water never hits a shore?"
Jerry, all water, even that in the center of the ocean, does eventually strike a shore. In fact, water goes a lot farther than the nearest shore. It's possible to think of all the water on Earth as being connected. Water molecules go from ocean to air to land to lakes to rivers to ice sheets and finally back to the oceans. Water goes everywhere.
In the ocean alone, water is carried by ocean currents, for example. The Gulf Stream flowing up the Atlantic coast, then curving down to the British Isles. These sorts of currents are driven by winds which stir and mix water. What's more, as water cools, it sinks. And over the course of thousands of years, water that was on the top of the ocean moves around to the bottom to create a giant conveyor belt of ocean water.
And it's true, Jerry. As you said, the motion of the waves just moves a column of water up and down. But as waves come near a shore, in shallow water, they feel the bottom of the ocean. At that point, waves become steeper and develop some forward motion. Eventually, waves might become steep enough to break as surf and run up on the beach.
Thanks for your question, Jerry, and with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.